Books on Tape presents Stolen in the Night by Patricia MacDonald, read by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. Holding her breath, 9-year-old Tess DeGraff ascended toward the shimmering green light, sparkling strands of bubbles streaming in her wake. She broke the surface and let out a shriek that was half yelp of pain, half pure exultation. "Tess, Phoebe, swim closer to the dock," Dawn DeGraff called out to her daughters from where she sat on a blanket on the grassy bank. Dawn was cradling her youngest, 3-month-old Sean, and talking with another couple who had arrived at the lake, their toddler in tow. But her attention never wandered far from her children. Tess looked around and caught the eye of her 13-year-old sister Phoebe. Phoebe's wet blonde hair was plastered to her head. The bliss in her eyes mirrored Tess's. They exchanged a conspiratorial glance, and both began to dog paddle ineffectually in the direction of the dock. All of a sudden, Tess felt something tugging her ankle, dragging her down, and she screamed. The tug gave way, and her father surfaced beside her with a wide grin.
"Dad, you scared me!"
Tess cried, pummeling his broad chest with her small fists. Rob DeGraff laughed and caught both of his slippery, squealing daughters up in his arms. For a moment, the three of them clung together, suspended in the cold waters of the peaceful lake. Tess could see goose flesh on Phoebe's downy arms and the pink beginnings of a sunburn across her nose. Phoebe smiled, keeping her lips together to cover her braces. But her eyes gleamed and danced.